This is an audio version of the article, Open Source versus Closed Source AI Models, The Real Trade-Offs, by Rakesh Narayan. Available at rakeshnarayan.com. 2 years ago, this was a simple conversation. If you needed the best model, you used OpenAI or Anthropic, paid per token, and got on with it. Open source models were a reasonable option for experimentation, fine-tuning, or keeping costs down, but not something you relied on for serious production work. That assumption is now outdated. Models like Llama 4, DeepSeek V3, and Queens have closed the capability gap dramatically. For a large portion of real workloads, you can no longer justify choosing closed source on quality grounds alone. The decision has shifted from which model is better to which trade-offs match your situation. This post maps those trade-offs honestly, without a vendor bias in either direction. Because the real answer, in almost every enterprise I have seen, is not open or closed. It is knowing when each one is the right tool. Foundation for this post assumes you know what an LLM is, and broadly, how AI models work. If you are newer to the topic, start with what is a large language model. It covers how models are trained and what they actually do. AI in the enterprise, a practical map shows where open and closed models are being deployed in real organizations in 2026. The trade-offs in this post connect directly to the deployment decisions covered there. What open and closed actually mean? These terms get used loosely. Before comparing anything, the definitions matter. A closed source model is accessed through an API. The weights, the billions of numerical parameters that define the model's behavior, are never released publicly. You send a request. The provider runs the model on their infrastructure, and you get a response. You cannot inspect the model, host it yourself, or modify it. GPT, Claude, and Gemini all work this way. An open source model, more accurately called OpenWeight, releases the model weights publicly. You can download them, run them on your own hardware, fine-tune them, and in most cases deploy them commercially. Llama 4, Meta, DeepSeek V3, MIT license, and Mistral are the most prominent examples as of mid-2026. OpenWeight is not the same as fully open-source. Traditional open-source software releases the source code under a license like Apache 2.0 or MIT, freely modifiable, redistributable, no restrictions. OpenWeight AI releases the train model parameters. But the training data and full training code are usually not released. Llama 4 uses a custom Meta license that permits commercial use but includes restrictions, including a requirement for attribution and a carve-out for companies above 700 million monthly active users. DeepSeek V3 is released under the MIT license, which is about as permissive as it gets. Always read the license before deploying in production. Following image. Two-column diagram on white background contrasting OpenWeight AI models on the left with closed-source models on the right. Showing weights access, hosting, fine-tuning and licensing differences. The capability gap. What changed? In 2023, the capability gap was real. GPT-4 was visibly better than anything open-source on complex reasoning, code generation, and nuanced instruction following. The compromise was explicit. That changed in 2024 and accelerated sharply in 2025 and 2026. Three things happened at once. Meta released Llama 4 with a mixture of experts' architecture. Maverick outperformed GPT-4o on key benchmarks at launch. DeepSeek demonstrated that frontier-level reasoning could be trained at a fraction of the cost that US labs had assumed was necessary. Then the Chinese AI labs Alibaba's Qwen, Zhipu's GLM, proved that permissive licenses and world-class performance are not mutually exclusive. The gap has not closed completely. For the absolute frontier, complex multi-step reasoning, advanced coding agents, the hardest 10% of tasks, closed-source models like Claude Opus 4 and OpenAI's frontier models still hold an edge. But for the broad middle of enterprise workloads, OpenWeight models are no longer a compromise. The practical implication if your workload is document summarization, classification, content generation? Is standard code completion? Or RAG-grounded Q&A? A well-chosen open-weight model will handle it in 2026. The performance argument for closed source now needs to be made specifically, not assumed. Where closed source still wins? Being honest here matters. Open source has caught up dramatically, but there are still clear situations where closed source is the better choice. The following table shows situation and why closed source is stronger. Where open source wins. This is where the story has changed most. Several of these were theoretical advantages in 2023. They are real, practical advantages in 2026. The following table shows situation and why open source is stronger. Data sovereignty is not just a preference in 2026, the EU AI Act, GDPR enforcement, and sector-specific regulations in finance and healthcare mean that sending sensitive data to a third-party closed API is a compliance decision, not just a technical one. Know your data classification before you choose your model. Following image, 2x2 decision quadrant diagram on white background mapping token volume against data sensitivity to guide the choice between open and closed source AI models. The four decisions that determine which to use. Every situation is different, but four questions cover most of the decision space. Work through these in order, the answer to each one narrows the field. 1. How sensitive is the data? If you are processing personal data, confidential client information, patient records, financial documents, or anything subject to GDPR, HIPAA, or sector-specific regulation, start with open source, self-hosted. Closing this question first rules out closed API in many enterprise contexts. 2. What is your monthly token volume? Below around 5 million tokens per month, the engineering cost of self-hosting an open-weight model often exceeds the savings from not paying per token. Above that threshold, the economics shift clearly in favor of open source. At very high volumes, tens of millions of tokens per month, the cost difference becomes substantial. 3. Do you need frontier capability? Be specific here. We need the best model is not a requirement. It is an assumption. Define the task. If it is complex multi-step reasoning, autonomous agent behavior, or tasks where you have benchmarked and found a clear gap, closed source may be worth it. For most document processing, Q&A, classification, and generation tasks, a top open-weight model will perform comparably. 4. Does your team have the capability to self-host? Running an open-weight model in production is not a download-and-go operation. You need ML engineering capacity for inference infrastructure, quantization decisions, model updates, and monitoring. Without that, the operational burden of self-hosting can exceed the cost of closed-source APIs. This is the honest reason many teams end up on closed APIs, not capability, but operational overhead. Best practice: answer these four questions in order before any model selection conversation. The answers often change the framing entirely. What looks like a closed source versus open source debate turns out to be a question about data classification and team capability. The hybrid pattern most teams end up with. Here is what I see in practice in 2026. Most teams that have thought carefully about this do not make a single choice. They route. The pattern is roughly a fast, cheap, open-weight model. 7B14B parameters. Self-hosted or via a low-cost inference provider handles 70 to 80% of requests. A frontier closed model handles the 20 to 30% that require maximum capability. The routing logic is built into the application layer. Classify the task. Route it to the right tier. This approach can cut per token costs by 60 to 80% compared to sending everything to a frontier model, while maintaining quality where it matters. SAP AI Core on BTP supports this pattern. You can deploy open-weight models alongside managed model access and route based on task type and data classification. Practical tips: start with a closed-source API to validate your use case quickly. Once you have confirmed value and understand your token volume, benchmark an open-weight alternative on your specific workload. if quality holds, migrate. This sequence avoids premature infrastructure investment while leaving the door open for cost optimization once the use case is proven. Following image, hybrid routing architecture diagram on white background showing task classification routing most requests to an open weight model and a minority to a frontier closed model. At a glance, open source versus closed source. The following table shows concept and one-line summary. What to take away? The open source versus closed source debate in AI is not really a debate about quality anymore. For most enterprise workloads in 2026, both tiers can do the job. The real question is about architecture, data, residency, operational model, cost structure, and how much flexibility your organization needs over time. The teams getting this right are not picking a side. They are mapping their workloads, classifying their data, and routing intelligently. Closed source for fast time to value and frontier tasks. Open source for scale, sensitivity, and control. Neither as a religion, both as tools. One thing has changed that is easy to miss. Vendor lock-in risk is now asymmetric. If you build entirely on a closed API, you are dependent on pricing and availability decisions made by a company whose interests are not aligned with yours. Open weights, once downloaded, are yours permanently. That is not an ideological point. It is an architectural one worth taking seriously. Related posts on this site: fine-tuning versus prompt engineering versus RAG, once you have chosen your model. This post explains the three approaches for making it work for your use case. Less than BR greater than AI in the enterprise, a practical map, where open and closed models are being deployed in real organizations, and how the architecture decisions play out. Less than BR greater than ethics and responsible AI, transparency, auditability, and bias are directly affected by whether your model weights are open or closed. Less than BR greater than what is a large language model? If any part of this post assumed more context than you had, start here. Less than BR greater than AI data sovereignty. The three concepts that matter. Data sovereignty is one of the strongest arguments for open weight self-hosting. This post explains the regulatory and legal dimensions in full. Less than BR greater than how to choose the right AI model. A decision framework, open versus closed, is one axis of a bigger decision. This post covers the full task, risk, context, cost framework. Published on RakeshNarayan.com articles.